Just in time for the holidays, fill your home and your season for less at HomeDepot.com. With up to 40% off a wide assortment of select bedding and bath linens, update your bed or bath online right from the comfort of your own cozy couch. Even get free delivery and flexible returns. How's that for holiday cheer? Up to 40% off. Holiday home decor improved from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Welcome to Movies, Job Searches, and Interview. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, trying to be spooky for Halloween. This is episode 912 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and I started being called the Big Game Hunter back when I was still doing search work as a headhunter. And, you know, I hunted down leaders and staff for organizations, so it fit me very well. And now I coach people and organizations to play big. Now, as job hunters, I coach job hunters in a variety of different ways. Listen to the end of the show. There's information about that. But I also coach people in their work life as well, and that could be at a large institution or in a startup. And today's show is about how to end an interview well. What do you say? How do you do it? Hope you find this show helpful. Please give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And with that, let's get going. Interviews are such an important part of finding work, obviously. And ending an interview right to leave a great impression, to give them the idea of your interest, is really important. That's what I'm going to cover in today's show. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, hey, connect with me on LinkedIn. I haven't asked you to do that for a long time. Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, is the way you differentiate my profile from other people with the name Jeff Altman. If you can remember this address, linkedin.com/IN, that's the beginning, linkedin.com/IN/ The Big Game Hunter. So, in the meantime, let's get going. Let's talk about ending the interview. It's coming to a conclusion. You've been sitting with them for 45 minutes to an hour, or you finished a phone call. But more often than not, this scenario is going to come up in the in-person interviews. Let's say you're meeting with one person on your agenda. Let's say you're meeting with five. Whoever the final person is, they're going to be prepared to usher you out the door. Your final words to this person need to demonstrate your interest in the role. Why? Because often that's a tiebreaker in a hiring manager's mind. Here's how it works. They have decisions to make. They're going to decide between you and a couple of other people. Who do they choose? Now, skills obviously come into consideration. And there's a variety of different, you know, attributes that they're looking for in personality that they're evaluating you for. But often what happens is that there's a very fine line between people. And one of the things that starts to happen is managers don't want to make offers that they're not sure are going to be accepted. So one of the tiebreakers they use in their own mind, it's not like they're sitting there going with their checklist, but sometimes it is on the checklist. One of the criteria that they look for is, do I think this person will accept an offer from us if it's a fair offer? Are they interested in the job? Do they want to come to work for us? Manager doesn't want to go through this multiple times. They just want to be in a situation where if they extend an offer, it's going to be accepted and they're done with the job. So your goal at the end of an interview is to demonstrate interest. So with the last person that you meet with, you have to make it clear that you're interested in the role. So it can be saying something as simple as, you know, they'll say, hey, let me escort you to the elevator. And as you walk out with this person, you might say to them, I just want you to know how interested I am in this role. And I just think this would be a great opportunity for me. And I'd love to work for you or love to work for your organization. Or, words that demonstrate sincere interest. You can't make it sound like this is a canned speech. Again, this is one of these times where acting is going to be a part of what you're going to be doing in your delivery. So again, it might be just something as simple as, I just want you to know how interested I am in the position. I look forward to hearing from you about next steps, and I'd love to work for you, or I'd love to work with Suresh, or I'd love to work with Joe, or Sharon, or whomever the first name is of the hiring manager. I think this would be a great opportunity for me. I'd love to work for them. I think there's a lot I could do here. Again, depending upon the role, if you're an executive, there's a different language that you might use. I think this has great challenge. I have a couple of ideas already of things I'd love to do, but that's for another day. My mind is racing with the nature of the opportunities here. So that sort of thing creates the impression of excitement at an executive level. So again, leave them knowing that you're interested. You can go so far as to say, what's standing between you and extending an offer? Is there any additional information that you need from me? And again, you can do this on your way out the door. So it doesn't have to be part of the formal interview of the two of you sitting facing off one another in the interview area. Just let them know that you're interested. Ask them for the job. It ends it in a way that lets them know of your interest. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.